Ovim Messiah Daf Chof Hey. So the Mishnah Ve'elu Chayav LaHachriz, and these found items, one is obligated to proclaim his fight. Matzah Beres Brakli, if one found produce inside a vessel, a kli kamishu, or a vessel by itself, Mais Bakis, coins inside a pouch, or a kis kamishu, or a pouch by itself, Tzibidi Pedis, Tzibidi Mais, piles of produce, piles of coins, Shlesha Matbis Zalgavzet, three coins stacked one on top of the other, Kriyas versus the offer the bundles of grain in a secluded area, Kikari Shabalabai is loaves of a homeowner as he shapes his loaves in his own unique manner. Who wool fleeces that are taken from the house of a craftsman, as each craftsman processes the wool in his own unique manner, Kadiyayim Kadishem and jugs of wine, or jugs of oil, Harichai Vahakris. If one finds any of these, he's obligated to proclaim his fight. So the Imara, time that must appear is before the Amoyas Bekis. The reason one is obligated to proclaim his fight is that he found produce inside the vessel or coins inside a pouch. It's mashma if he found vessels and produce was before it. Keys to lefana mice, or he found the pouch of coins were before it. The produce of coins belong to him. Where it says, Tanina law, we learn this Mishnah. The Torah Matzah Kli lefana peiris. If one found the keli and produce was before it, belongs to him. Now, miktsasin akli, miktsasin agabe karka. If some of the produce is in the keli and some of the produce is on the ground, miktsasin makis to miktsasin agabe karka. Or some of the coins are inside the pouch and some of them are on the ground. Chayav achris was obligated to proclaim his fine. But me know, I'm going to ask you a stir from another bryce, and matzah davar sheish by yishin by simin, matzah davar sheish by simin. If one found an item on which there was no distinguishing mark alongside an item, I wish there was a distinguishing mark, Chayav Lahachris, he's obligated to proclaim that he found both. If the owner of the item with the distinguishable mark came and took his item, but did not claim ownership of the other items, that the person who found the items acquires the item on which there is no distinguishable mark. The Lahachris also apply when one finds a keli on which there is a day simon, and produce on which there is no simon as well. Our Zvid says, Lei Kasha. It's not a question. Kan Bakuva Vikitona. Price, where the finder is obligated to proclaim his finding on both the keli and the produce, is referring to a container and a flax. Since the flax fibers are intertwined, when part of the flax falls out of the container, all the flax will fall out. Therefore, the fact that the flax is completely outside the container is not an indication that it was never in the container. Habitzano Peter, the Mishnah, for which it is inferred that the produce found outside the keli belongs to the finder, referring to a basket and produce. Had the produce fallen out of the basket, presumably some produce would remain in the basket, as the individual unit of produce are not connected. Therefore, the fact that no produce was found in the basket indicates the produce did not fall out of the basket. Papa Arna Papa says, Hob, hob, it's an opera. Well, this ruling and the ruling that was referring to a basket and produce. The kasha is not a question. Hod, ishtar, bimidi. Rice, where the finder is obligated to proclaim his finding of the produce found outside the vessels, referring to a case where some produce remains in the basket. Hod, ishtar, bimidi. The ishtar, from which is mashma, the produce found outside the keli, belonged to the finder, is referring to a case where no produce remains in the basket. The way, same, or I can tell you, hob, hob, ishtar, bimidi. Talking about a case where no produce remains in the basket, like kasha is not a question. The mahadri a pelegavi peri. The bryce where the finder is obligated to proclaim his finding of the produce outside the empty keli is referring to a case where the mouth of the basket is facing the produce, indicating the produce fell from there. The mishnah, which is mash from the produce found outside the keli, belongs to the person who found it. It's referring to a case where the mouth of the basket is not facing the produce view. By same, I can tell another answer. Both this ruling and the ruling that are referring to a case where the mouth of the basket is facing the produce. Like Kasha, nevertheless, without a question. The Mishnah, where it's mashed for the produce found outside the keli, long to the finder's referring to a case where the empty basket has a rim. Had the produce fallen out of the basket, the rim would have prevented some of the produce from falling. The Lesley Ugnan Litzana, where the finder is obligated to proclaim the produce. Panat said the Keli, empty Keli is referring to where the basket has no rim, and therefore the produce is entirely could have fallen from the basket. Tzibedi Pes, Tzibedi Mace. It says, and for those found items, one is obligated to proclaim its find. Piles of produce and piles of coins, shalos mina, minyan have a simon. Learn from here that a distinguishable mark, and one reclaims his produce or coins by correctly declaring the number of piles, where it says, perhaps you should reread a pile of produce. It's not the number of piles, but the location that serves as a determining mark. Shalos mina have a simon. You'll learn from here that the location is a distinguishable mark. Tani, somewhere says no, perhaps one could say to Bertie Pierce, piles of produce. Shleishim atbay zu agav zu. Three coins stacked from one another. Or Yitzchak Magdiloi, who shall swing in Kimigdolan, and what is obligated to proclaim the fine in the case where the coins are arranged in the well ordered towers. Tamanyanama, okay, Matsumoyes Mufuzores. One found scattered coins, or either Shalei belongs to him. Suing Kimigdolin. If the coins are arranged in a well-ordered tower, Chayav Lachas is obligated to proclaim his find. Veiluhin Suing Kimigdolin. And these coins are arranged in towers. Shalei Shemat Ben Zu Agav Ze. Three coins stacked the one on top of the other. Versus Hugufakasha. This price itself is difficult. Amis Matsa Peres Mufuzar Serilu Shalei. It says if he found scattered coins, these belong to him. Which is Mashmahom Shachalfi Shachufi Chayav Lachas, for which we can learn that if the coins partially overlap, he's obligated to proclaim his find. Aim is safer. Look at the safer. Assuming Kimigdol Chayav Lachas, if the coins are arranged in the well ordered towers, he is obligated to proclaim the find. Of a Shachalfi Shachufi Ari Shalei, which is Mashmahom, if coins are partially overlapped, these coins belong to him. So our answer is Tanakol and Assuming Kimigdol. The time of the rice that calls any pile of coins that's not arranged well in Fuzar's curly. He calls it scattered. Aro Chanina says, Leishana Elah Shal Shleishu Malachim. The Chacham taught that one must proclaim his find only when he finds coins minted by three different kings. But if the coins are minted by one king, he's not obligated to proclaim his find. What are the circumstances? He does see in Kimig Dalm if the coins are arranged in the well ordered towers. I feel the that even if the coins were minted by one king, the finder should also be obligated to proclaim his find. We eat in a sinking Migdolan, and if the coins are not arranged in the well ordered towers, I feel the that even if the coins were minted by three kings, the finder should not be obligated to proclaim his find. Rather, if he stayed, it stayed as a Leshon Ella Shall Melech. Chavatada, one must proclaim his find only when one finds the coins of different size minted by one coin, which are similar to the coins minted by three kings. But if they're minted by one king, he's not obligated to proclaim his find. What are circumstances of coins that are arranged in the well-ordered towers by which one must proclaim? It's when the bottom coin is broadest, and the intermediate coin is on top, and the smallest on top of the intermediate one. Amrina, and we say Anichi Anchino. You're placed there and are not lost at all. But one king, the Kule Kiadodi Nino, Afogav the Malchiadodi, by one finds kings minted by one king, each of them size like the other. Afa, even if each is placed upon the other, Haidu Shulay, coins belong to the finder. Amemar. The reason that it's possible to say is because it's happened, and they fell together, and the arrangement is not a simon. Even if the coins were minted by one king, what is obligated to proclaim this find? My machris, what does he proclaim? Minyan, the number. My irid tlasa, so why three? I feel three, I'm even two. Ravina tiva machris. Since the finder proclaims that he found coins. If one found coins like a round bracelet, what's the halacha? Kshuda, or if it's like a straight line? Katsuga. The chatzuba, what if it's like a triangle? Wow, kasum, like a ladder, what's the halacha? Shaykh Machada, Amar Rabbi Yechon, at least learn one, that he said, Amar Rabbi Avo, kol she'ilu machnes, lo kesam, b'niyam, neitam, masadas, chayav l'haris. Any arrangements of coin, such that if one were to introduce a wood chip between the coins, he can thereby lift them at once with a wood chip. He's obligated to proclaim his find. But Yavashi, Yavashi, Yester Shaila, ka'abni, base kulis ma'u, if they're configured like the stones of the house, what's the halacha? Tashman tanya motzomois mufuzaris. If one found scattered coins, Harila Shalai belongs to him. Kabnim bis kulis. If they were like the stones of the house, a worship dedicated to Mercury, Chayav Lahachlis, he's obligated to proclaim his fine. Be'ilin Abni bis kulis. And these are the coins that were configured like the stones of the house. Achas mikam, achas mikam, achas al gabin. One was situated here on one side, and one was situated on the long side, and one was situated on top of the two of them. Tarabanon, learned the rice. Ametzi sell a bashuk if one finds a cell in the marketplace. Umatso chavidim amar. And another finds him and says, Shalihi, it's mine. Chadashihi. And what's the simon that it's new? Irenisi. Or it's a coin minted by the Emperor Nero. Shmelaplenisi. Or that it is minted by King so and so. The Amaklum didn't say anything. The finder did not give him the seller. But moreover, a filer shmei kasev ala, even if its name is written on the seller, the Amaklum didn't say anything. Due to the fact that there's no distinguishable mark for a coin that is effective in its recovery. Amar dilma apuiki apuiki mi inchi afin enofo. Perhaps he spent the coin that fell from another person. Next Mishnah. Motza achar agofoi achar agote gazelos mukashanim. One found behind a wooden fence or behind a stone fence bound fledglings. Or he found them in the paths that run through fields. He may not touch them, as they were certainly placed there intentionally. Case where he found a vessel in a garbage dump. If it's concealed, he may not touch it. If it's exposed, fire takes them or proclaims is fine. What's the reason that one may not touch the fledglings? The reason is, Hani inish afsino. With regards to these birds, a person can seal them, and if one takes them, their owner has no distinguishable mark on them, but enable them to reclaim them. To find and leave the birds in place until their owner comes and takes them. But why let the knot binding them serve as a distinguishable mark? It's a case where the birds were bound at their wings. Since everyone binds them in that manner, they're not binding the birds, not a simon. Let the place be a simon. The birds hop and do not remain in one place. Even if it's a case where the birds hop, perhaps the birds came and without location elsewhere, it's permitted for the keeper to find them. My answer is, some say it came elsewhere. Some people say that a person concealed them. And as a suffix with regards to whether the placement of the bird was deliberate. Any case of suffix as to whether the placement of the item was deliberate, you may not take it, not to return it. Rishon says, Matzakli ba'ashpa, if one found a vessel in a garbage dump, if it's concealed, you shouldn't touch it. Megula neitul machas. Aminu, frag the gemara, Matzakli tamar ba'ashpa. If one found a vessel concealed in a garbage dump, neitul machas, the finder takes them and proclaims that it's fine. King derech ashpa lefanis, because it's a routine of a garbage dump to be cleared. Therefore, presumably it was not placed there, rather it was lost item, and one is obligated to proclaim it's fine. Or Zirzir says, Lekashe, it's not a question. Ha, bekubi, bekosa. The Brisa is referring to knives or a fork. Ha, besakine, behemnik. In a case, bekubi, bekosa, in a case, in containers of cup. And the Brisa is referring to knives or forks. In a case of containers and cups, leigaba, which is large, he may not touch them. Bekisakine, behemnik, in the case of knives or forks, it's a mathras. Finally, takes them and proclaims his fine. The Papa says, Abba Bakubi Bakasa. Well, this brisa and the mission is referring to containers of cups. Well, kash is not a question. The brisa is referring to a garbage dump that is distinguished to be cleared. And kan bashbashin is basilipanis. The mission is referring to a garbage dump that is not designated to be cleared. A garbage dump that is designated to be cleared is a deliberate loss, and the owner is mafkir ownership of the vessel. Rather, the rise is referring to a garbage dump that's not designated to be cleared. And the owner of the land reconsidered it and decided to clear it. What does it mean? It means it's routine for a garbage dump to inadvertently have small utensils cleared, discarded into it.